The Maine Ethics Commission today voted to fine the assistant Republican leader of the Maine Senate $9,000 for failing to disclose his use of campaign funds, in some instances to provide short-term loans for a business he owns. The decision closed an investigation into Andre Cushing's campaign committees that was first initiated by his sister. Steve Missler has more.
The 3-2 vote by the commission follows a probe into Cushing's finances that began in November of last year. The investigation was requested by Cushing's sister, Laura Cushing McIntyre, who was also suing her brother in Superior Court for allegedly funneling about $1 million from a family business into his campaign operations. The civil case is still ongoing, and while Cushing's fine by the Ethics Commission is significant, it could have been much steeper, as much as $105,000 under Maine law. The ethics staff in this case recommended that the maximum be lowered by nearly 90%, but the commission was still divided. Commissioner Richard Nass, a Republican who worked as a staffer for the House Republican office when Cushing was the assistant leader there, argued for a lower penalty.
The record keeping here indicated is appalling, basically. And to me, that doesn't reflect or detract from what he's contributed to the system.
By system, Nass was referring to Cushing's prolific fundraising and candidate recruitment for the GOP. Those would not be a factor in the investigation, but Nass's comments illustrate the subjective criteria that commissioners used in assessing Cushing's penalty. Some commissioners reasoned that Cushing's failure to disclose didn't appear to affect his reelection or harm his opponent last year. Others, like Democratic Commissioner Mary Laurie, said the penalty should be steep because the omitted disclosures followed a pattern. Laurie also questioned why some of the disclosures were aggregated in a way that their purpose could not be determined by investigators.
I'm also struck the fact that in the reporting that was made, the purposes were vague to the point of being hidden, and that's just meaningless.
Some states have strict prohibitions on how candidates can use campaign funds, but Maine law gives legislators wide latitude in how they spend and use donations to traditionally financed political action committees and campaign committees. Cushing was fined for not reporting details of that activity, and in the end, the commission agreed to slash the penalty by $96,000. After the meeting, Cushing expressed disappointment with the fine, although he didn't dispute the findings of the investigation. And his attorney, Augusta lobbyist Josh Tardy, said the penalty could set a precedent for future infractions. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.